if the position of the state is you may not, without penalty, preach against homosexuality or any other LGBTQ issue, then they've put you in a position where you can't preach forgiveness to those people. You can't forgive the sins that you haven't called people to repent of. You can't apply the gospel where you have not first applied the law. So if our position is going to be, I'm not going to be involved in this and wait until they tell me that I can't say Jesus died for your sins, the second they tell you you can't say these things are sins without punishment, they're telling you that you can't preach that Jesus died for those sins. And that is an attack on the gospel. And I think I would also say a helpful diagnostic tool would be, if you were a coward but didn't want to admit that you were a coward, how would you piously justify your cowardice? And if the answer is, I would say exactly the thing that I have just said, that's not a good sign. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're a coward, but if you're speaking the words that cowards would speak, it's a bad place to be. Our members need us to speak clearly about this. Our neighbors need us to speak clearly about this. And that we need to be enlisted in the fight to protect and defend congregations that wouldn't be able to survive that kind of government hostility. Taxing churches would shut down a huge percentage of congregations. And the more congregations we have preaching the gospel, the better things will be. We need to be really careful about these kind of persecution fantasies. It would not remotely be better for Christians in the United States if 90% of our congregations closed down. So we need to recognize we have a moral and Christian obligation to help and defend our neighbors, to do everything we can to protect the preaching of the gospel. The time has been here for quite some time when we all need to be enlisted in that fight.